The thicket of litigation surrounding this year's write-in campaign just got a little thicker. This week, federal judge John Sedgwick removed himself from a case filed by Republican candidate Joe Miller, challenging how write-in ballots are counted. Now the state is challenging that suit, saying Miller can't file against the write-in count in a federal court. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Joe Miller filed suit against Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell and the Alaska Division of Elections in federal court in Anchorage early this week, charging that Alaska election officials are misinterpreting a state law that says that a write-in candidate's name must be spelled exactly as it appears on the candidate's write-in declaration. Judge John Sedgwick was scheduled to hear the case in U.S. District Court but stepped down, saying that prior encounters with Miller had left him with a negative impression of the man. In 2004, Sedgwick was the chief federal judge in Alaska, and Miller was a part-time federal magistrate in Fairbanks. Sedgwick said Miller quit the Fairbanks position with barely any notice that year. Miller's lawsuit was handed over to U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beistlein, who dismissed Miller's request for an immediate injunction against the state counting any ballot for Lisa Murkowski with a misspelled name. The judge also required the plaintiffs and the defendants, in this case the state, to address the jurisdictional issue of where the case should be heard. Now the state is urging the federal courts to dismiss Miller's case, saying that state courts are the proper venue. State Assistant Attorney General Margaret Patton Walsh has filed a motion to dismiss the case entirely.
Well, we filed a motion to dismiss for lack of federal question jurisdiction. It's a common practice for the state to challenge federal jurisdiction when what's at issue is purely a state law claim. The issue here is that the Division of Elections is misinterpreting a state statute, and so this case belongs in state court.
Miller's case links the issue to the United States Constitution's Elections Clause, which gives the state legislature the authority to determine how elections are held for federal offices. Miller's suit also cites the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protections Clause under the 14th Amendment. But Patton Walsh says Alaska's election standards apply statewide.
What we have here is one election official for the entire state applying a consistent standard, and that creates no equal protection problem of any kind. So we don't think there's a federal claim there either.
Patton Walsh accuses Miller of, quote, forum shopping. She says the case would be more appropriate for the Alaska Supreme Court, which would be the expert on Alaska election law. Patton Walsh says Alaska's legislature has given the State Division of Elections the authority to supervise conduct of state elections. Briefing in the case is set for next week. Miller attorney Thomas Van Flein did not return calls for this story. I'm Ellen Lockyer.